This is Cityscape. I'm Steve Potter, and later on Soundbites, we're going to meet chef-owner Mike Randolph of Little Country Gentleman, which offers a prescribed menu with a fixed price and an approach called molecular gastronomy. First, St. Louis artist Kababi Bayok holds the brush behind a project called 365 Days with Dad. For the past year, Bayok has tried to create a daily portrait of an African-American father interacting with his kid. The scenes range from fun and lighthearted to bittersweet and solemn. Though Bayok fell short of completing 365 paintings in 2012, he hopes to finish the project this winter. St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams first talked with Bayok about how the project developed into something that he didn't expect.
I don't even think I really thought how deep and serious and necessary it was. I mean, I knew fatherhood is an issue, but to actually do paintings based on it, and you know, even though it's something I've always wanted to do, I just didn't think about it that deep. It was really about a take care of the family piece, but you know, do something positive instead of just painting anything arbitrary. Just, you know, really do something that people need to see. You know, we're good for going to work all day, then going to the bar, hanging out with the boys, then coming home and making sure everybody's, you know, eating and go to bed and start the whole day over again. We don't give enough time to just be with our kids. And two, the little moments in the paintings are the things that as parents we don't ever remember, but our kids will remember the most mundane thing that we don't even think about. And they'll, you know, that's just what, you know, so it's like every small moment does matter, regardless of how we think it is.
Speaking of mundane, you say mundane moments, but there are also serious moments. People have been able to approach you over Facebook, over email, and say, hi, I'd like for you to shoot this image of me and my father, or they want you to create some sort of memory that they've had. One that particularly stuck out to me was, it was a little girl in a blue dress, and she was grabbing her father's leg because he was leaving her. But it was more than just that.
Yeah, it was deep. She didn't actually remember at first having that dress on, but her siblings and her mom, or I guess, told her the story, but she wore that dress at her dad's funeral as a child. So, but yeah, that piece is about her dad who's no longer with her. I think it says Never Letting Go is the title of the piece, but yeah, she just wanted to have a, and it's not a, she didn't send me a picture of her. It was just more about painting a little girl, which I like doing. Painting a little girl with the dress as a symbol and then holding onto her dad's leg. And yeah, it really touched a nerve with a lot of people. So it's a lot of that going on. You know, a lot of people lost their dad, you know, early or just don't know him. But yeah, the piece really touched a lot of people and got a lot of comments when I posted it.
That seems to be a common theme is people trying to hold on to that last memory that they have. Yep. I saw another image and you did a father and a son going fishing, and the son had mentioned that they hadn't gone fishing in a while. And so you created that last
moment. Yeah, just lost his dad. And he mentioned not having fished together in a while, so he really wanted to capture that. So from my end, it was easy, you know, painting people from behind. I love doing for various reasons, but it just gives you an ability to read into the piece your own story and to see the emotion without actually seeing somebody cry or smile. Just, yeah, it was one of my favorites. Yeah.
I think some of the more comical images are the ones with grandfathers. And they have little kids who are climbing over them and trying to kiss them and trying to play with them.
Exactly.
And those seem to be interesting. I like how you decided to put in, you know, not necessarily the traditional father and show how, okay, you know, granddad can step in, other people can step in. Tell me a little bit about
it. It's something I struggled with in the beginning, too. It was like, is it just going to be dad? And then I was like, you know, that's not everybody's reality. You know, dad, in order to heal what's going on in the community, it has to be more than concentrating on dad. So you got pieces that are going towards dad, that are more about the uncle or the older brother who stepped in, you know, like I said, or your granddad. So, yeah, it's really about just the male figure that's been important in your life so that you give kids an option, because it's really geared towards showing these to kids once I'm done with it and going around speaking and talking, you know, letting kids know, like, you know, dad's not home, you can't make him come home, but I'm sure there is somebody around you who's either tried or you need to seek out somebody you honestly and sincerely can trust, you know, to be that figure that you need to show you the way, the light. So, yeah.
Going back to your own childhood, you are from O'Fallon.
I am.
Illinois.
Yep.
And I read that your father died when you were 12 years old. Were you and your father close?
I think so. I mean, I think we were traditional. You know, we went fishing together. I rode on a back motorcycle. And, you know, sadly, I don't have a whole lot of memories. just because it was 28 years ago. So for some strange reason, really listening to dads interacting with their kids in movies and on TV shows and just kind of listening and I guess pretending I was that son, you know, just taking his advice. And so, I mean, I think I just had a guardian angel or something, you know, making me open my eyes and see things differently. So
now you are a father yourself now. You have three kids.
I sure do.
How are they interacting with you throughout this project?
They are always around. I paint right in the dining room of the house. Several of my kids have actually helped me paint some of the pieces. They do the underpainting. They've blackened the canvas. They go to Kinko's with me to drop off the shipment, to ship the paintings off. So yeah, they've been immersed in it. So
do they think it's cool?
I don't know. You know, they're 7, 9, and 12. We'll see. You know, I'm sure they'll be able to express themselves more about it when they're 20 or something. They get it. But right now, you know, that's all they've known. Dad is an artist. I paint all the time. So yeah, I don't really know how deeply they think about it. So.
But you're able to bond with them through that experience.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just always around. So it's not taking me away or giving me any more or less time with them. You might not go to the park as much, but I'm still, you know, we're always right there.
Are you surprised at what the reaction has been like with so many people reaching out to you in order to make this element of their life come alive?
Yeah, it didn't happen how I thought it was going to happen. I asked people early on to send photos to help me have ideas so I wouldn't run out of concepts to keep painting. And it turned in from that to people requesting, you know, specific dates, and it just morphed and got out of control. it's been a very interesting experience to see how it's grown and all the attention it's gotten and, you know, people wanting to give awards. And I mean, you just don't think, oh, you know, I wanted to paint a piece every day. But yeah, it's been amazing. So, and I still got 130 to go. So still don't yet know what's going to happen. You know, I just got to keep painting and keep hoping and whatever. Yeah.
What do you want people to learn from from seeing your images and from this project?
I want them to learn that the very reason I did it, you know, there are a lot of dads who are present and doing what they're supposed to do, even though doesn't always seem so. You know, we see all the kids walking around. Practical level, I want the kids to know that, you know, you can be an artist, make a living, make an impact, do something responsible with your time, just that you have other options. Because a lot of kids come to the shop and see the paintings, or they'll see me over in the corner with the easel and they'll be shocked. You know, I don't know where they thought the pieces come from or who's doing them, but yeah, it's just to see them, they're just amazed to know that it's something that I couldn't do at their age, so that I'm doing it now means, you know, they can too. So, yeah, it's just showing that, you know, art's still important and imagery is still important. And sometimes it's important to paint what we want to have happen as opposed to just what we always see and think and, you know, that, yeah, you can paint possibilities.
What have you learned about yourself?
I have learned about myself.
Throughout this project, the process of this project.
Well, I've always known I'm too much of a yes man, sometimes got me in trouble. I learned that when I trust myself and just let myself paint, that I can actually pull off things I didn't think I could pull off. I learned that I can push through sleep, you know, when necessary. And, you know, this is my first time really concentrating on one subject, and that's been deep, to be able to just focus and keep going on one idea and one theme and to consistently, you know, shock myself as well as other people, and just see that it can really something that you can do without getting bored to death. I'll be able to better answer that question when I get finished. You know?
All right. So where can people view your work?
Most of it is on Facebook, which is my name, Kababi, Bayoc, CBABI, BAYOC, or then go to my website. And, you know, me and wife have Sweetheart Bake Shop in the city, and I hang some of the pieces on the wall there for people to come in and get a little glimpse.
You're hoping for it to go on exhibition?
Yeah, definitely. If I have to rent my own space, then it'll have to be that. But I'm going to shop it around, you know, because I'm like, you know what, hey, this is something worthy of being in a great art space, you know, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, if that doesn't happen, then I'm going to rent out something may happen on my own. So it will exhibit, hopefully around Father's Day.
That'd be perfect timing.
I think so.
That's Kababi Bayok talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams. Bayok is the artist behind 365 Days with Dad. It's a project aimed at portraying African-American fathers in a positive way. To see some of his portraits, visit the Cityscape page of our website at stlpublicradio.org. Next, Soundbites. This is St. Louis Public Radio.